Hurry up, can't you?
Shucks. Just my luck. Something important comes up, and my dad darn knees begin bothering me right away.
There's the horses now, getting ready to start.
Shucks. Reckon it'll be 10 or 15 minutes before they get going in the race.
Maybe, but you got to recollect, Wheeler, they ain't done all there is to do, not by a darn sight.
They ain't got nothing to do but go up there and turn a couple of bees loose at the right time.
Is that so?
Cocktails. What else is they to do?
Well, you got to get them bees fresh, ain't we?
Yeah, but you said yourself, there's a fellow here with a whole hive full of them.
Well, with your darned old fool, we got to pick out the bees we want, ain't we?
Shucks. I don't reckon there's any need to be persnickety, as long as there's good, healthy bees.
Well, say, young fellow, you ever seen a beehive?
You're dead darn right I have. Seen lots of them.
Well, you know so much, maybe you'll tell me how you get the bees out of them.
Well, this is a pretty how do you do. Why didn't you think of that two or three days ago?
I did think of it, but couldn't think of no answer.
Well, why didn't you say so then? So I could figure out a way.
Well, you could have figured out a way, huh? You ain't no dumber today than you was two or three days ago. Let's see you figure out a way now, right now.
I know one thing about them, all right.
What's that?
They don't like smoke. They use smoke to catch them with.
Well, now, where in tarnation are we going to catch a lot of smoke?
Let's see. Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You got your corn cob there, ain't you?
Of course I have.
Well, I guess that'll make enough smoke for any ordinary bees. Light her up and keep puffing on it till we get the critters.
Well, just about the only way. Wait a minute till I get her steamed up here. I think I got some tobacco loose in the fence. Yes, I have. Pick out that there rubber band for me, will you?
Sure. You better smoke the rubber along with the tobacco. It'll make the smoke just that much stronger.
Yes, that's so. All right, give me a match now, and I'll light her up. All right, come on, we got to get in there.
Keep her steaming along as big as you can.
Make
all the smoke you can, Zed.
See, that there rubber don't help the taste of tobacco, man.
There they go, parading past the judge's stand. Looks pretty darn good, don't it?
It's a little too fair for my eyes. Are they dancing around, Mike?
Oh, sure they are. All but Flash. He's more dignified, like.
See, you know, Doug, Bill might picture Debbie. It kind of makes your blood tingle, don't it?
Now, just remember this. We got to quit tingling and see about getting this bee business straightened out.
See, does Flash still look blue, or does the dye all sweat out of him?
Well, he's a mite lighter than he was. More of a sky blue, you know.
Well, don't guess nobody cares what shade of blue he is.
No, but when they curry him, he's going to be a bay, just like when we got him.
Well, it ain't blue by that time. Hey, say, look there with you. What are they?
Are all them things wrapped up in sheets?
Yes, I mean them things wrapped up. What are they?
Oh, how in tarnation would I know what they are?
Well, I'll tell you then. They're beehives.
What?
Yeah.
Why, there's 9 to 100 piled up there.
Can't help it. They're beehives. You're shooting.
What are they wrapped up in sheets for?
What, to keep the bees in, you darn fool.
Dagnabbit, it, there must be about all the bee critters in the whole darn country there.
Yeah, guess maybe we made a little mistake advertising for them so promiscuous-like.
Hey, wait a minute. Zeb, by cracky, I want to shake your hand, Dad Burnett.
What? Why, you old bingos. Yeah, cool. You gone crazy or something?
Of course I ain't. I'm serious. And for once, Zeb, you had a brilliant idea.
Oh, shucks. You're just a fool.
No, man. I ain't neither. Remember you told all them women to have the bee sent to Hector Smith?
Yes.
And now I say that was that darn brilliant.
Yeah,
sir. And I want to shake your hand.
Oh, well, heck, now, if it wasn't such an infernal good idea.
Why, you that darn fool, you ain't got no sense at all. Look here, we ain't stuck with them bees. He's all sent to Hector.
Gee, shucks, is that so, ain't
it? Yes.
Well, come on, let's go with the race pack.
Pretty down there nice starting place. We got to hurry,
shucks. Well, look at that. There's quite a crowd along the railing. Look there.
Yes. Gee, what a bunch of people. They won't let the bees go then, will they?
Well, what do you mean you won't, of course?
They won't know who did it.
Well, that's right,
there's a big crowd there. They can't tell who did it.
Well, that's all right. We won't be blaming us then. Say, there's that fellow you was talking to.
Where?
Right over there. He's the fellow that had the bees, ain't he?
Oh, well, there you are again. Say, have you seen your friend Hector Smith yet?
How did you, what, say?
I said, have you seen Hector Smith? I'm supposed to deliver these bees to him.
No, no, sir. We didn't see him.
I didn't see him either.
No.
Yes, well.
There, Dad Burnett, that's the signal to line up, and we ain't got the bees. Hurry up.
Well, don't keep still. Let me talk with you. Say, mister, how much is your whole hive?
Well, $5, and it's dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap, I'd say. Hey, Bill, would you let me have $5? I reckon we got to buy a whole hive, looks like.
I ain't that darn fool, you know darn well. I ain't got no $5.
Well, could you sell it for less than a hive, say, 2 bits worth?
Man, I wouldn't put my hand in that hive for less than $5. They're swell bees, but they sure are mad, being cooped up here all day like this.
Shucks. That's just the kind of bees we want, too, Zeb.
Well, then maybe we could stand you off tonight.
Nothing doing. Either cash or I'll sell them to this fellow Hector Smith. I will.
Well, yeah, but guess we ain't got nothing to... We ain't going to get no bees after all. Oh, we might as well go up and watch the race.
Hey, you.
So,
you old guy with a pipe
there.
What's
the matter?
That's the principal
hollering
at you, Zeb.
That's the principal. Don't reckon
me
either. I ain't done nothing.
You old bird. You with a corn pop pipe.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
There wasn't tarnation you want.
Put out that pipe. You're making the horses sick.
Oh, shucks. I forgot all about the pipe.
Well, they're getting ready to start again. Look.
Yes, they're getting ready now.
Well, I can see that whole bunch of people standing
there. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
It won't be long now. Just get going. Just in. I wonder
how... Oh, Mr. Winterbottom, Mr. Peters, you simply must help me. You've got to do something.
Dad, burn it, Deb, but it don't appear like we can even be miserable without things getting worse, Daddy.
Mr. Peters, where is that terrible Hector Smith?
No, don't bother me now. The race is about ready to start.
Oh, something must be done. The poor little things will die. Something just must be done. They'll die, sure. Oh.
Wait a minute, Shay. What are you talking about? What's going to die, Miss Dale?
Poor, dear little bees. Mm-hmm. They've been cooped up all day and they'll smother. They'll die. Oh, can't you do something?
Shucks. Miss Dale, we try to do something. But don't appear like there's anything we can do.
Well, of course you couldn't, but I can. I'm going over there and tear those sheep off the beehive and let them out. What? And that man better not try to stop me either.
Well, hey, Zeb, did you hear that? Yeah. She's going to let the bees loose.
Oh, Dad, during my picture, if that ain't the best news I've heard in a long time. Oh, look, they're getting ready to start. Look.
Can you see?
No, I can't see now. Wait a minute, stand up here. Wait. Wait, I'll ask someone. Say, who'll come in first there, mister?
Honey boy.
Ed, it's Honey boy. Honey boy, come in first. Hooray!
Well, I'll be dad there.
During my pictures, Honey boy, then you come in first.
I sure did.
See, didn't I tell you Flash was a racehorse?
Well, then the ghost. Now, I can hardly believe it. Now, where is he?
Well, who?
Why, Flash, of course.
I don't know.
What? You don't know?
No, sir. When them bees took him after me, you all didn't reckon I'd wait for no horse.